The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, which I can't believe I'm already saying that. I can't believe it's already been 3 hours. Cannot believe that at all. Or 2 hours. It's been 2 hours. We're in hour number three. You know what I mean? Welcome back. This is Lock and Load coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Let me share this with you. I want a little feedback on this spot. This is S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out at S3FSolutions.com. For those of you that don't know what they do is they sell a handful of components that have been hand-picked or hand-shaped or crafted, if you will, including what has to be the very most, the most accurate drop-in barrel I have ever seen or ever heard of, which I've got two of them on the way now. Four Glocks, okay? Right now, four Glocks. I don't know if they're so new that I don't know the extent of everything they sell and the extent of everything they do. I do know that they are, they supply a lot of parts and are actually connected to agency arms. A lot of the agency arms guns come with the S3F solution barrels. So that's an option that you can buy. And you can, you don't have to get an agency gun to get that now. You can just go straight to S3F Solutions and get a very good drop-in barrel, which that's worth the price of admission alone, just getting that barrel put in there. You often are going to hear a question, what could one man do against an organized small arms attack like the ones in Paris or Bombay? Well, okay. You've got to take a couple of things into consideration. The Paris attacks, the one operator that I saw there, who could not clear the stoppage in his weapon when he was right on top of a French lady that he wanted to kill at a cafe. This is not a professional. If you can't clear and put your weapon back in the fight in any given moment, you're not, you know, if you have to run away and get undercover and everything, start taking things apart to get that thing to clear, you're not a professional operator. So just like these Paris, the Parisian attackers, the Charlie Hebdo attackers, when everybody was saying you could tell they were professionally military trained, they looked like a bunch of guys running at port arms, maybe, you know, going around a car or two to me. I do not see what somebody else saw that led people to believe they were professionally military trained. What can one person do against a group of people like this? Now, one thing that you can take into consideration is look at that barber shop shooting that happened here in South Carolina, where the concealed carrier was between the two assailants. He could not pull his gun, and he waited till his moment came. And then he pulled his gun and did not hit a single civilian, only hit the bad guys. He was dealing with multiple armed opponents at that point. They got a little too comfortable, but now these guys were not there to kill people, they were there to rob them. So let's say what we can say. A single armed person with that kind of presence of mind to understand, well, this is not my moment, but maybe it will come. If someone like that can sit back and hold their patience and hold, I mean, put themselves on hold for a minute before they swing into what they're about to do, yeah, they can make a big difference. They can make a big difference. Now, I think Steve Fisher, the way Steve Fisher explains it, or Eric Utrecht, they all put it about the same way. If you're in a situation like that, not all of them are going to be close to you, but one is going to be closer to you than the others are going to be because they're going to spread out. If you have to engage at all, engage the one closest to you. Engage him in a way to where maybe you can get him also behind cover, because if you give him time, he'll come up on you because these guys aren't marksmen. And let's see, how do I want to... Okay, let's put this the soft way. When you engage him, pop him twice in the melon, hit him twice in the head, shoot him twice in the head, and if he, whatever he's wearing, whatever he's brought with him, you take that. Now you just sort of even things up. And at this point now, the clock is going to be ticking because you're going to look like one of them. But you can make a difference in that. It is doable. Most of the time in one of these things, especially with an active shooter incident, would be much, much easier to deal with than a multiple opponent ground-based attack. But a pistol will be fine. A pistol will be fine. Pistols don't work good against body armor. So you don't shoot them in the body armor. This is where training becomes paramount. If you have to choose a better target to hit him in, and you're going to want to hit him in the head or in the neck. If you can do that, then you are going to be putting them down with two shots. Very simple thing. If you have to shoot them center mass, they will feel it. Even with a 9mm, they will feel it with body armor on. And it's not, body armor does not make you invulnerable. Plus, the plates are 10 by 12. The majority of his body is open. With a common plate carrier of the type that most people run around in most days, they don't have anything for the groin at all. And being shot in the pelvis is just about a death sentence because the femoral artery runs up in the pelvis. Much easier to hit in the pelvis. But there are lots of targets that you can hit on somebody. And yes, you can make a difference. There have been plenty of people that do this too from all over the place. I mean, in Umpqua, they had a guy that did it. And I don't remember his name, but I believe he was a military veteran. And he got out there and he started... He decided to jump on the guy. And he did jump on the guy, and he got shot how many times? I don't know. Most active shooters' incidents end when an armed person or person confronts a shooter, either shooting him or inducing suicide. And, you know, in Peshawar, okay, Syed Hamid Hussein of Bacha Khan University, they were attacked by the Taliban. He was a college professor. He was in there teaching his students. He was known as the protector. He died saving his students by firing back at Taliban militants during a deadly attack on their university. It left 30 dead and dozens injured. Gunmen stormed the Bacha Khan University in Pakistan in an assault that echoed of a horrifying Taliban massacre at a nearby army-run school and previous attacks against girls' education. They stalked the campus, executing targets one by one, and... Assistant chemistry professor Syed Hamid Hussein, 32, ordered his pupils to stay inside as he confronted the attackers. The father of two opened fire, giving them time to flee before he was cut down by gunfire as male and female students ran for their lives. Would you sell your life as hard as Mr. Hussein did? Would you make it that expensive for them? In his last act of nobility, he allowed a lot of people to escape certain death, having to know that this was the last thing he was going to do, that this was going to cost him his life. Are you cut out of that? Are you cut out of that page? We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back. Some of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life come out of the chat room. Talking about the stitch method, pelvis, chest, chin. You hit them in the pelvis because it knocks them off. That makes them less mobile. In the chest, knocks them off balance if they're wearing armor. And the chin, you shoot them in the chin just out of spite. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. One day I will get... We probably can't get that number changed, can we, Ben? It's got to be that way, doesn't it?
877-807. See, the problem is because there's too many eights and sevens involved in that. So, you know, it's messing me up, man. It would be better if it was 877-877. Can you think maybe you could get that done by tomorrow? Okay, all right. That's all I'm asking. Just ask them, if you will. Thank you kindly. In the press on Monday, the White House refused to say whether the recent Facebook decision to ban users from facilitating the sale of guns and parts and ammunition was a result of pressure from the Obama administration. Now, it wasn't that robust of a sub-cottage industry there to have that on there. People talk about guns on wherever they go. They have online forums like AR15.com, AR15News.com, you know, the GunsAmerica.com. They have these forums where they talk about guns. And as is the American way, they just found another way to talk about guns. Inevitably, somebody who has a gun that they're not going to use is going to offer it for sale. And here's the thing. In South Carolina, it's perfectly legal for me to sell a gun to somebody from South Carolina. Perfectly legal. There's no law in place that says I have to do a background check, that I have to know anything about them. I can just take their money and give them the gun. I will go a little further than that. I try to only sell to people that have concealed carry permits, but I don't do background checks. If somebody has a concealed carry permit, they're pretty much vetted already. Spokesman for the White House said, Josh Earnest, he said, we welcome this step. Just days after the Friday announcement, we talked about how the Internet is a loophole for people seeking to buy guns without undergoing background checks. It's a common-sense effort to prevent guns from easily falling into the hands of criminals or other individuals who shouldn't be allowed access to guns. They didn't even think about this. This right here is a gift from Zuckerberg. And if they did think about it and they went to him to ask him to do that, then, well, you know, that's sort of a problem. This is called collusion. Zuckerberg is not exactly... Here's a problem that I have with this whole Facebook thing. Everybody has a role in this life. And in this life, in this United States, there are precious few people that have ever taken the time to make the alteration to their life and go out there and become military, to join the military. And people like Zuckerberg and Obama and Ernest and all of these other people that you hear today talking in their most arrogant, ostentatious ways they have, haven't got a clue what it takes to keep the nation safe on a daily basis. Haven't got a clue what it takes to be a soldier. Haven't got a clue what it means to be deployed long term. And I'm not talking about, you know, it's not like being in an embassy. When you go to the, you know, when I got sent to Europe, when I was a private, I was so broke I couldn't pay attention. I was a private. I didn't even have a stripe on my uniform. Just blank. Had my name. So I'm sent over there. I got a new wife. I got all this other stuff. I got to find a place to live and everything else. All in the German economy. Don't speak a word of German. It's not like being sent over there and being working in an embassy. Okay? That's the closest thing governmental officials can come to understanding what we do. And they're out there doing this stuff. And they're without any second thought about what it is about the Constitution. They don't ever say to themselves, this is a slap in the face of everybody that's ever taken an oath to defend the Constitution. No. It's not about that. It is not about that. This is to feel good, to feel safe. I can't remember what the psychological term for it. It's them coming and putting their hands over their eyes. And they're at that point in their development to where they believe it really isn't there. They haven't come to that understanding that when they put their hands over their eyes, it's still there. So this is them putting their hands over their eyes saying, okay, we've done this with Facebook. Let's move on to the next conquest. This doesn't do anything except make me really angry. It makes me really angry because this is a First Amendment violation. Are they going to crack down on the people that do abortions, the pro-abortion groups. I want to find out, one of the ninjas would do this. I need to find out how many Facebook groups that are out there are pro-abortion, pro-pedophile, pro-white, pro-racist, all the other things that are considered, that we consider to be quite vile, but, as part of the First Amendment, we have to sort of sit back and bite our tongue about it. And that part of it is, I want to see how many others they're tolerating. Because they claim to be the tolerant ones, except they don't tolerate anything that remotely resembles anything that I care about. Maybe I'm just being, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being too sensitive. Maybe it's because Tank got slammed around. I don't know. The administration has met with the social media and technology companies to discuss how to close the internet loophole on gun sales, but Ernest said he could not say if Facebook's decision was a result of any specific request from anyone in the administration. Why not, Josh? You talk a bunch of smack about things you got no business talking about most of the time. Why can't you weigh in on this one? Take credit for it, by all means, my man. Take credit for it. I think you should. I think the administration, if they did it, I think they should take credit for it because, there's all kinds of things brewing, I guess. I don't know. All kinds of things sitting around brewing. While everybody ponders, what would you do if the Second Amendment was repealed? Take the credit for it, Josh, please. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, there's a New Jersey actor who was doing, he was working in the acting profession in New Jersey, and he's been arrested for having an air pistol, because in New Jersey, air pistols are firearms. It gets some of these things when I'm saying them out loud. I really wonder if this is from my planet. We'll be right back. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
See, it's probably good that Christie is about to fall out of the race. He can go back to New Jersey and continue to pardon people. Welcome back. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. That's twice this three-hour show that I've got it right the first time around. How you like me now? Check this out. I want a little feedback on this. The show is partially brought to you this hour by S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge, eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth.
Check them out at S3FSolutions.com. Every couple of months, it seems like there's something happening in New Jersey. And lately, it's always some regular person getting swept up in what would normally be completely legal and innocent anywhere else in the United States. Latest coming out of Woodbridge, New Jersey, where a local actor unwittingly violated the New Jersey onerous gun law, saying that air pistols are guns. According to an account provided by New York City's WPIX, actor and stand-up comedian Carlo Bellario accepted the role of a gangster in a low-budget film titled Vendetta Games. While shooting a portion of the movie in November, the filmmaker provided Bellario with an air pistol to simulate a real firearm for the scene. Describing what happened to WPIX, Bellario said, "Our scene was a simulated car chase scene. We just drove around the neighborhood. I pretended I'm shooting with the recoil with a pellet gun. I guess people in the neighborhood saw that. They call the police. We get back and we're surrounded by cop cars." Okay. This means that nobody knew they were filming. So, under New Jersey's gun laws, air pistols are treated as actual firearms. There is some crazy asinine section called Section 2C 39-5 of the New Jersey Code of Criminal Justice And it states that any person who knowingly has in his possession any handgun, including any antique handgun, without first having obtained a permit to carry the same, is provided in NJS 2C58-4, is guilty of a crime in the second degree. If it's in the nature of an air gun, spring gun, or pistol, or other weapon of a similar nature in which the propelling force is a spring, elastic band, carbon dioxide compressed or other gas or vapor, air or compressed air, or is ignited by compressed air and ejecting a bullet or missile similar than or smaller than 3/8 of an inch in diameter, which is sufficient force to injure a person, it is a crime of the third degree. So that means in order to have an air pistol in public, you have to get a next to impossible to get permit to carry a gun, which they don't really exist in New Jersey at all. Now, neither the filmmaker nor Bellario had a permit, according to the article. Despite explaining to police officers that he was filming a scene, Bellario was arrested and charged with unlawful possession of a weapon. He was forced to spend 4 days in Middlesex County Jail before his girlfriend acquired $10,000 for bail with the help of a bondsman. You know, I think that as a rule of thumb, we should advocate that everybody that is in a state that borders New Jersey should be a member of Second Call Defense. What is Bellario having to do? He's had to go to start a GoFundMe account to help pay for his defense. And oh my, is he going to have to pay for it? What are you talking about on the fine print there, 880? Help me out with that one. I don't understand what you're saying. In New Jersey, unlawful possession of an air pistol is a third-degree felony punishable by 3 to 5 years in prison. I don't even know if he had any plastic BBs. Felony charges for the unpermitted possession of an air pistol during filming is another unconscionable result of New Jersey gun laws that are completely and totally out of step with the rest of the nation. And, you know, I could go down the litany of cases that we could talk about. I'm tired of talking about the cases. These unintentional lawbreakers, so far, most of them have made their mistakes with Christie in office, which that seems to be what he's really good for, is pardoning these people that wouldn't be charged anywhere else. Christie has pardoned Shanine Allen. He commuted the sentence of Brian Aitken. Let's see. He pardoned three others who unknowingly violated New Jersey's gun laws. While the actions of this administration in helping these gun owners should be applauded, I think they should be asking a lot of questions while they're doing it. The fact that these outlandish prosecutions continue to occur, this reveals a deeper problem. And this is one of these things that's going to have to be changed legislatively. Hoping in the future that those like Bellario and otherwise law-abiding gun owners like Aitken and Allen will not have to rely on the decency and common sense of the executive branch to stay out of prison. Does everybody understand how crazy that is? How tenuous that is? For that to be the way it is? Do we get it? The only reason these people are getting off is because of Christie. That's... Do you want to rely on somebody like Chris Christie to keep you out of the who's gal for just doing where, I mean, this doesn't happen to you in California. Might happen in New York. Might happen in Maryland. But it doesn't happen to you in California. As far as I know, if somebody from California can help me out with that, I'd like it. But the Iowa victory for Clinton, some of the Bloomberg people are saying that this was a win for gun control. And I hate to tell you this, when you've had six, when you are the recipient of six coin tosses, which that's what some news outlets are saying that it was. And first of all, what are the odds that all six of those coin tosses go for Hillary Clinton? I claim shenanigans. That's for another day. This is not a win for gun control. If it had been a win for gun control, then she would have tied Bernie Sanders. She would have gotten way out there in front of him. And there's more people out there in Iowa today carrying guns than ever before. That little ditty seems to escape people. That was not a win for gun control. Not when you got coin tosses going on. And the Bloomberg, you know, they're out there pushing this wishful thinking thing out there. He got out there with the trace. They got out there and they had a little trouble parsing the win. They said Quinnipiac University's caucus day poll showed that only 3% of the Democratic Iowa caucus goers ranked guns as their most important issue. That's not nearly as high as a percentage as listing the economy, health care, or even climate change as their top priority. But it is also well more than the margin separating Clinton and Sanders in the final result. More significantly, other survey data shows that the gun issue may have helped prevent more Clinton voters from defecting to Sanders as the race tightened. The highly regarded, though previously not accurate, Des Moines Register poll found that 10% of Clinton supporters had backed Sanders at some early point in the race. It was very, very razor thin, that margin. We'll be right back.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, for something that should be a clear-cut indicator that we are in without the rule of law. Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. That's three times. This portion of the show brought to you by the newly minted, welcome to the fold, S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge, eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out. S3FSolutions.com.
Now, okay. People of New York State, listen to me very carefully. You live in despotic times. You still have the right to move out of the state. Exercise that right, because you guys are falling slowly, well, not even slowly anymore. You're falling more and more rapidly into a black hole. Recently, a new set of regulations has been passed by the New York State Ethics Panel, which puts a muzzle on free speech and a free press. These stand in violation of prior Supreme Court rulings that define the difference between paid lobbying and free speech and would infringe on the rights of public relations professionals, political consultants, and even bloggers. Even bloggers. Now, U.S. courts have defined lobbyists, according to the Wall Street Journal, as either those who directly petition government officials as the paid employees or agents of others. Those are lobbyists who can be required to register and to follow certain reporting guidelines. But the other category, grassroots lobbyists, are those including anyone from a PR firm, every political consultant working in the New York State, and even a politically active blogger who are involved in directing efforts to spur others to directly petition government officials. So a radio show can run afoul of them based upon this. So they're not content with imposing the highest taxes in the nation. They're not content with stripping millions of citizens of their Second Amendment rights. Now they're going after your First Amendment rights in New York. The obvious target includes public relations professionals. And that's a little less obvious. So the target includes any blogger who advocates for a specific law, regulation, or other form of bureaucratic red tape. The Wall Street Journal reported New York political consultants' contact with the media will be treated as lobbying that requires registration and public disclosure under a controversial new rule approved by the State Ethics Commission. A public relations consultant who contacts a media outlet in an attempt to get it to advance the client's message in an editorial must register and report lobbying activity, according to the new regulatory opinion issued Tuesday by the New York State Joint Commission on Public Ethics. Any attempt by a consultant to induce a third party, whether the public or the press, to deliver the client's lobbying message to a public official would constitute lobbying under those rules. So a letter to the editor, if you will, would do that. That would do it. Does everybody understand how bad this is? This is really bad for the people of New York. Critics say the state is extending the reach of its lobbying for enforcement far beyond what courts have permitted under the First Amendment. So this could be applied to a very passionate blogger advocating for or against some law or regulation. And the next logical step is to force every citizen with an opinion to register as a lobbyist and file monthly reports to the state. In an Orwellian twist, the regulation apparently also applies to PR professionals who work as employees for or who consult with the state government, including the governor and his cabinet officers and even the legislature itself. What's the harm? The harm is it stifles free speech. That should be enough harm for anybody. Everybody should be getting out there right now and rising up. I'm quite happy to think about Cuomo getting indicted, and I think he might get indicted, but he's never met a regulation, especially one giving more power to the state that he doesn't love. And this is the kind of regulation against. Look, if you can control what's in the press, if you can control the opinion, then all the rest of the rules fall in line real easy. Real, real easy. That part is very often ignored. Very often ignored. And for some reason, nobody ever looks at it this way. I'm going to make a declaration to you as we get ready to go away that probably most of you aren't going to like. But here's what I will say. Whatever caliber you're carrying right now, that's the best caliber. That's the best caliber. It is the best caliber. The caliber wars, today with today's ammo, the debate is not really worth having anymore with today's state-of-the-art ammo. Self-defense ammo is really good. If you're and whatever you're using is 9mm, 357 SIG, 40 caliber, 45 GAT, 45 ACP, 223, 556, 308. It doesn't matter. All of those are really, really, really good. 357 SIG, it doesn't matter. 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 44 Magnum, all of those revolver rounds. It doesn't matter. They're all going to work in threatening situations. So, more importantly, the question is not about what's the best caliber to use for self-defense in the home or self-defense at large. The question now has to become what's the best caliber for you. And that is as wide open. That's a huge basket right there. That's a big old basket of stuff. And, you know, it's really not something that I don't even know how you find the answer to it. I could get out there and say I use 9mm all day long. Somebody might be, you know, for somebody of a bigger frame that might want to carry 10mm and might be able to afford 10mm and might be able to control 10mm, maybe that's the way to go for them. Maybe that's the way to go. Because with handgun rounds, they're all weak. They're all weak. They're equally weak, in my opinion. When you start getting into, you know, 5.56 and 308, now you're talking, but we're fighting to try to get there in the first place. So the 99% of us that sit around all the time furiously debating whether 9mm is as good as 40 and is 40 as good as 45, and I never carry any caliber that doesn't have a 4 in it, at least. I never carry anything that's in a wheel gun. I never, you know. Let's move on. let's move on to another article, another argument, another subject, another topic. If you look at the empirical opinions out there today, FBI went away from 9mm because of the 86 gunfight, the 1986 gunfight, where some 9mm were used and they failed to stop the people that were using, they were in the gunfight with, the bad guys. Okay. Now, here we are, 30 years later, and they're moving back to the 9mm because the 9mm is easier to handle and the self-defense ammunition of today is much better. It's much better. It's as good as the 40 caliber, which the 40 caliber is what they had. They started out with the 10. They went to the 10 millimeter. They went from the 9 millimeter to the 10 millimeter. And some FBI agents are not blessed, they're not blessed with large hands, so they couldn't handle the Smith & Wesson 1006 marvelous handgun. And so they had to go to the, they created the 40 to fill that niche. 40 came out with what was termed at the time terminal ballistics that were similar to the 10 millimeter, but I find the 40 to be sort of snappy myself in certain guns. The Glock guns, and the only Glock guns I don't want to own are the 40 cals. Any of the rest of them I will own. The 40 cals, I don't know how. Well, I do know why, because they took a 9mm frame and made it a 40 caliber, because it would fit. The 40, as far as it fitting into the gun, it's sort of like 300 blackouts, except you can't use the same magazine. But it's a moot point, people. Let's move on. We're going to be doing it again in 21 hours. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.